ancient Egypt. The ruler Pharaoh, who cruelly opposed his people in order to prove his power and dominion. And Haman, always Pharaoh's supporter. Karun, the owner of enormous treasure. The 20th century. Adolf Hitler, who had giant posters put up all over his country. Mussolini, who obliged newspapers to publish his impressive photographs. Stalin, who had delegates killed who failed to display sufficient enthusiasm. And many people who have lived in various periods of the history had this character in common: arrogance. Throughout history, arrogant people have led millions of people to suffering together with themselves. Still today, arrogance is inflicting a world of darkness on countless numbers of people. The inhabitants of this dark world live without sincerity. They love to boast, and the only things they want are praise from others and a constant place in the limelight. Wherever they are, they think they are the best, the most attractive, and the most successful people present. They seek to make this apparent by all possible means. This state of mind is reflected in their behavior. That behavior is always artificial. Jealousy, greed, and anger are dominant in their natures. If this state of mind continues, such people's hearts soon become insensitive to the verses of God. Arrogance is the fundamental character trait of Satan. In the Quran, Satan's arrogance and his consequent expulsion from the mercy of God is described as a deterrent. Your Lord said to the angels, "I am going to create a human being out of clay. When I have formed him and breathed my spirit into him, fall down in prostration to him." So the angels prostrated, all of them together, except for Diabolus, who was arrogant and was one of the unbelievers. He said, "Diabolus, what prevented you prostrating to what I created with my own hands? Were you overcome by arrogance, or are you one of the exalted?" He said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire, but you created him from clay." He said, "Get out. You are accursed." Believers know that it is God who has created all things and endowed human beings with all blessings. They never therefore fall into unjustified arrogance. They respond to the blessings given them with gratitude, not with arrogance. No matter how attractive, wealthy, intelligent, or esteemed they may be, they never become arrogant on account of these things. Humility is revealed to be an important characteristic of believers in the Quran. And the servants of Most Gracious are those who walk on the earth in humility, and when the ignorant address them, they say peace. wealth, status, prestige, and esteem, intelligence, enlightenment, and education, beauty, and youth. These characteristics lead to arrogance in those people in society who live far removed from religious moral values. These people flaunt what they eat and drink, their clothing, the cars they drive, the houses they live in, and even the contents of their homes to show off to one another. Yet there is one very important fact these people fail to grasp. Everything they own and boast about is transitory. Nobody can remain in this world forever, or remain in possession of their worldly goods forever. Only for 50 years, or maybe 80, or very rarely, for 100 years. Neither the wealthiest man nor the most beautiful woman has the privilege of enjoying a longer life in this world. They will eventually meet death, despite the fact that they had sought to avoid it, and they will lose everything they had boasted about. In addition, no one can be sure that they will not lose the things they own while they are still in this world. It is only a matter of a moment when people can lose all of their material and spiritual attributes and acquisitions of which they are so proud. Anyone who grows arrogant on account of his or her health or strength can easily fall victim to a deadly disease borne by a virus too small to be seen by the naked eye. Moreover, they will be unable to escape this state of helplessness, even if they own everything in the entire world. The most attractive person in the world grows older with every passing day, and soon not a trace of that former beauty is left. They may even become too ugly for anyone to look at. Everything a person possesses is merely the result of God's will. It is God who bestows beauty and wealth. God can bestow more or less means or opportunities among people as He wills. Either case is meant as a test to see who will behave the best during the life of this world. Possessing status and the power and prestige that this bestows is one of the causes of arrogance. Yet it is exceedingly irrational for someone to become proud and regard himself as superior because of his rank and station. History is full of examples of people of high rank and power who suddenly lost all they had. Worldly status and rank come to an end in this world. Even the most permanent things will come to an end with death. There is nothing to feel passion or pride about in them. On the contrary, each one is a deceptive and temporary bauble of this world. In one verse, Almighty God tells us, God expands provision to anyone He wills and restricts it. They rejoice in the life of this world, yet the life of this world, compared to the hereafter, is only fleeting enjoyment. Arrogance leads people to sickness of mind and incorrect behavior. These people who live in a state of empty pride and deception inhabit a dark internal world. A pitch-black world full of a sincere dread of losing, making a mistake, being disgraced or humiliated, stress, doubt, hatred, anger, and passion. This state of mind wears people down and ages them. It has a severe impact on their psychological and physical well-being. These people, who are spiritually weaker than others, are cold. It is barely possible to expect a pleasant gesture, a sign of love or appreciation, or an encouraging word from them. It is hard to laugh or enjoy oneself in their presence. Sudden outbursts are common whenever such people are present. Arrogant people's behavior is always intended to make them appear more valuable and superior in the eyes of other people. For this reason, they have an excessive fear of making mistakes. They seek to ingratiate themselves with others, for which reason they keep every moment under their own control and are careful to behave in a determined manner at all times. For example, whenever they attend a meeting, they try to be the most impressive speakers, the best dressed, to come up with the most intelligent solutions, and to draw the most attention to themselves. They are therefore constantly on tenterhooks. Their behavior is never sincere and genuine. They always dread the prospect of behaving incorrectly. They think they will never make a mistake. When told they have made an error, they immediately try to absolve themselves of any blame. The situation of such people is described in these terms in one verse. Do you not see those who praise themselves for purity? No, God purifies whoever he wills. They will not be wronged by so much as the smallest speck. Being subject to criticism is something an arrogant person dislikes immensely. When criticized, their facial muscles tense up and their expression dulls. They are dismayed by concern about damage to their prestige. They assume that if they are criticized, they will be ridiculed or humiliated by others. This state of mind inflicts physical as well as spiritual harm on them. Their gestures are no longer natural, and sudden rises and falls can be heard in their tone of voice. They therefore live in a constant state of material and moral discomfort. Ultimately, they never find peace and contentment. Arrogant people engage in exaggerated and attention-seeking behavior in the way they walk, talk, and look. Indications of their arrogance are particularly obvious in the way they walk. The fact is, though, that in the Quran, God has stated that arrogance is a great failing. Do not strut arrogantly about the earth. You will certainly never split the earth apart, nor will you ever rival the mountains in height. Pride inflicts terrible cruelty and suffering on a person. First and foremost, arrogant people imagine that every characteristic they possess belongs to themselves. For example, They imagine that their intelligence stems from themselves, instead of realizing that it is a blessing bestowed on them by God and giving thanks for it. They regard it as something to be proud of. By overestimating this attribute in their own eyes, they belittle and disparage those around them. As a result of this behavior, their associates find them unattractive and repellent. That means that arrogant people never have true, honest friends who feel a genuine affection for them. They also find it difficult to demonstrate affection for others. They always want to be the object of love and affection, because in their own eyes, they are superior to everybody else. This state of mind leads to another behavior defect, envy. They envy the beauty, intelligence, reason, moral values, or worldly goods of others. They regard everything those people possess with a jealous eye. If someone with superior features to their own is present, they immediately want to leave. Their envy means they are invariably unable to get along with others. God has given a troublesome mood to these people who are grabbed by the sickness of pride. In the same way that arrogant people gain nothing but trouble, sorrow, and unhappiness in the life of this world, they also forego the hereafter and, most important of all, the love of God. God has revealed in one verse that He does not love the arrogant. Do not avert your face from people out of haughtiness, and do not strut about arrogantly on the earth. God does not love anyone who is vain or boastful. The negative effects of arrogance are by no means limited to a person's spiritual nature. It also does them physical harm. Concerns over such things as making a mistake, being subject to criticism or humiliation, losing prestige, earning the approval of others, or losing things of which one is proud, put them under extreme pressure. This is just the right condition for stress to arise. The restlessness and distress in their souls is reflected in various physical impairments. Their hair, for instance, becomes dull and slows its growth. Their skin thickens, becomes hard, and loses its elasticity. The effects of aging are more obvious. Sudden wrinkles may appear. Their mouths dry up. Their eyes lose their vitality and become dull. Their facial muscles contract, and their discomfort is plain to see. A general yellowing takes place in their skin. In addition, an arrogant person has impaired speech and fails to speak fluently or sincerely. Every sentence they utter can easily be seen to be irrational and dishonest. The intense stress that results from arrogance gradually shows its effects and eventually leads to serious health problems. Experts often state that stress leads to many illnesses. Thus, an arrogant person causes the most damage to himself. Believers, on the other hand, lead joyful and peaceful lives, since they put their trust in God and believe in the reality of destiny. Of course, natural signs of aging will appear on them as well, but not to the extent caused by the harmful effects of stress and the gloomy temperament of the arrogant. In this way, believers lead happy lives, both in this world and beyond. Throughout history, the arrogant have relied on their riches, power, and dominion, and sought to be the only leaders in society. They have also inflicted terrible oppression, suffering, and cruelty on people in order to make their desires a reality and impose their authority on them. So arrogant were they that this state led them to rebel against God and his messengers, and even to declare their own false divinity. God is surely beyond that. One can see how the leaders of the arrogant, who have existed in every age, have waged an open struggle against God's verses and messengers and against believers. God reveals the following about these arrogant unbelievers in the Quran. Certainly, those who argue about the signs of God without any authority having come to them have nothing in their breasts except for pride, which they will never be able to vindicate. Therefore, seek refuge with God. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The fate of these arrogant unbelievers from history, both in this world and the next, is set down in the Quran as a deterrent to others. One of these cruel unbelievers who rose up against God in his arrogance was the ancient Egyptian ruler, Pharaoh. Pharaoh is one of the most arrogant people who have ever lived. In his cruelty and pride, Pharaoh regarded himself as a deity. God is surely beyond that. During his reign, he imposed a system of slavery based on oppression on the children of Israel. He also brought his people to believe that he was the only lord of all the lands of Egypt and of the River Nile. Goods, property, and descent were Pharaoh's criteria of superiority. This distorted perspective showed itself everywhere in ancient Egypt, from the state administration to daily life. Contests were held to determine the strongest, with the losers being put to death. The way Pharaoh rose up in pride is described in the Quran. Pharaoh called to his people, saying, "My people, does the kingdom of Egypt not belong to me? Do not all these rivers flow under my control? Do you not then see?" In that way, he swayed his people, and they succumbed to him. They were a people of deviators. Pharaoh and his closest circle became so arrogant as to refuse to recognize God and his messengers. So arrogant were they that they even mocked the messengers and verses of God. Yet in the end, the reward of Pharaoh and those who went along with him was terrible loss, humiliation, and suffering. Not only did Pharaoh lose all his wealth and sovereignty and riches, but he was also condemned to eternal suffering in the hereafter. Pharaoh's End, a lesson to us all, is described in these terms in the Quran. To Pharaoh and his ruling circle. They followed Pharaoh's command, but Pharaoh's command was not rightly guided. He will go ahead of his people on the day of resurrection and lead them down into the fire. What an evil watering hole to be led to! They are pursued by a curse in the world and on the day of resurrection. What an evil gift to be given! As we understand from the Quran, Haman was one of the men closest to Pharaoh, obeying him and acting in compliance with his methods. And Karun and Pharaoh and Haman, Moses came with the clear signs to them, but they were arrogant on the earth. They could not outstrip us. We seized each one of them for their wrong actions. Against some, we sent a sudden squall of stones. Some of them were seized by the great blast. Some we caused the earth to swallow up, and some we drowned. God did not wrong them, rather they wronged themselves. Harun was another of those who, in his arrogance, fought with Pharaoh against Moses. The basic factor behind Harun's arrogance was his wealth. The wealth and rank attained by Karun had turned his head and made him arrogant. His arrogance led him to imagine that he had been given these things because he possessed certain superior qualities. He said, "I have only been given it because of knowledge I have." Did he not know that before him God had destroyed generations with far greater strength than his and far more possessions? The evildoers will not be questioned about their sins. Yet arrogance brought him loss, not gain. Because God destroyed the wealth that caused his arrogance and caused people who lived far from religious moral values to admire him. We caused the earth to swallow up both him and his house. There was no group to come to his aid besides God, and he was not someone who is helped. Those who had longed to take his place the day before woke up saying, "God expands the provision of any of his servants he wills or restricts it. If God had not shown great kindness to us, we would have been swallowed up as well." Ah, truly the unbelievers are not successful. Abu Lahab was an unbeliever from the time of Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, who was known for his arrogance and insolence. The Quran informs us that he and his wife were repaid with hell for their evil doings in this world. They will be greatly humiliated with the punishments they receive. The situation of Abu Lahab and his wife is of enormous importance as a deterrent to those who come after. This is what is revealed about them in the Quran. Ruin to the hands of Abu Lahab, and ruin to him. His wealth has not helped him, nor anything he has earned. He will burn in a flaming fire, and so will his wife, the firewood carrier, with a rope of twisted fiber round her neck. Oppression, cruelty, bloodshed, and tears dominated the 20th century. Cruel despots and dictators were always the originators of all these sufferings and catastrophes. Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Hitler, Mussolini, Franco. These people have gone down in history not only because of their twisted ideologies, but also because of other traits they had in common. Because of their unrestrained arrogance and excess, every one of these people was a living example of how pride can lead to violence and rage. Every one of them harbored an ideology that encouraged feelings of hatred and contempt for the weak, and admiration for the strong. Pride became a part of their souls. One of them was the Nazi German dictator, Adolf Hitler. Hitler depicted himself as a popular hero. He ordered giant posters of himself to be put up all over the country. The aim of these posters was to give the masses the impression that Hitler was watching them at every moment. Hitler's arrogance led him to irrational superstition. He believed in the superiority of the Aryan race. His sole object was to separate the supposedly inferior races from the allegedly superior Aryan race. And in the light of this perverted aim, he had no hesitation over ruthlessly slaughtering those he regarded as inferior races. Nourished by pride, Hitler's feelings of hatred led to the deaths of millions all over the world and to the crippling of many more. The communist dictator Stalin was another example of arrogance. All those close to Stalin would line up to make speeches describing what a genius he supposedly was. Because survival around Stalin meant telling lies and praising him to the heavens. Stalin eliminated many talented individuals from within the state, fearing that they would become his rivals. Stalin would be applauded for minutes at a time at Communist Party meetings. The reason for this was that everyone there was afraid to draw attention to themselves by being the first to stop clapping. Because Stalin had killed a number of delegates who had failed to display the requisite level of enthusiasm. In a similar way in Italy, Mussolini portrayed himself as a superior individual with special abilities, specially chosen, and with a special task to perform. Mussolini's official propaganda service told the press when which photograph was to be published, on which page, in which order, and in what size. Mussolini was always described in these publications as someone who always took the best course of action. Newspapers were adorned with pictures of Mussolini flying planes, swimming, or skiing in the Alps. As a result of this image of perfection ascribed to Mussolini, even his old friends stood to attention when they saw him. Mussolini was thus able to satisfy his egotism at the highest levels. Rather than permitting his old friends to sit down in his presence, he would keep them standing for hours. The proud have existed at all times and have shown themselves on the stage of history. However, these people's reward for their failure to reflect on God and the Day of Judgment will be endless suffering in the hereafter. Their situation is revealed thus in the Quran. That is because you exulted on the earth, without any right to do so, and strutted about. Enter the gates of hell, remaining in it timelessly, forever. How evil is the abode of the arrogant! We'll be right back. Throughout this film, we have seen the material and spiritual harm done by pride in arrogant people down the ages, and the painful ends that befell them. The basic traits of the proud are forgetfulness of the fact that they are created and mortal beings, and the failure to realize their helplessness and poverty in the face of God. These people who, in their pride, rose up against God and turned their backs on the Quran will be punished for their behavior in both this world and the next. This behavior is of no benefit to them in this world and leads them to eternal damnation. In the Quran, it is revealed that when our signs are recited to such a person, he turns away arrogantly, as if he had not heard, as if there was a great weight in his ears. So give him news of a painful punishment. With believers, however, things are very different. They are respectful and submissive towards God, and modest in the presence of other believers. They are aware of their own unimportance and helplessness in the face of His infinite might. At the same time, they refuse to use their beauty, wealth, or intelligence as measures of superiority over other people. They know that all these are blessings from God, and give thanks to Him who bestows success, beauty, and blessings on them with a determined destiny. They do not consider success or failure, beauty or ugliness as their own, knowing that all these are phenomena created to test them in the life of this world. They live in the peace and ease that their belief bestows. The great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi briefly summarizes the difference between the lives of arrogant and modest people. One who fancies himself is visited with calamities and meets with difficulties, whereas one who is not fond of himself finds happiness and goes to mercy. Prophet Joseph's conduct sets the best example of a believer's balanced disposition despite the conditions. God gave Joseph status, prosperity, and knowledge, but, aware that these were all given to him by God's will, he turned solely to our Lord. The modesty of Prophet Joseph, an example to all Muslims, and his submission to God are revealed as follows in the Quran. My Lord, you have granted power to me on earth and taught me the true meaning of events. Originator of the heavens and earth, you are my friend in this world and the next. So take me as a Muslim at my death, and join me to the people who are righteous. The recompense awaiting modest believers who turn away from pride in the life of this world is a glad tiding from God to the faithful. That abode of the hereafter, we grant it to those who do not seek to exalt themselves in the earth or to cause corruption in it. The successful outcome is for those who do their duty